Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast episode number 309. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers, and it's Book Insight Friday. We're delving into Alphabet City 10. Yeah, I'm at the end, almost at the end of this book series. I still can't believe that I wrote a 12 book series. Like, I was definitely cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs last year during the summer. Like, my mental focus was like insane writing that book series. It's funny because I had a neighbor at that time that was like talking to me about what I was working on, whatever, and I was being kind of like brief with it, but he knew that I was really mentally focused. Anyway, let's delve into this process of writing Alphabet City 10, which was a story of a fictional character named Wayne Williams, who is considered the saint of Alphabet City. He's been able to send kids to a boarding school that he has connections with, and he's been able to save kids from the bad parts of life in Alphabet City, from violence to death and gangs and drugs and a whole lot of other things. Now, writing this story from a teacher's perspective, because that's what he is. He's a teacher and a father figure and a mentor and a coach and all that good stuff. Writing from that perspective was different, but it was surely necessary. You know, I felt like we don't hear things from a teacher's perspective on what it's like to teach students in a tough neighborhood. And there's so many stories from certain perspectives, but this one, it was a nice challenge for me. It's funny because when I started, like, you know, planning out this 12 book series and, you know, what perspectives I would be writing it from, like, a teacher's perspective was one of the last things that I started to think about, you know? And I will say that I went to school in the inner city and I went to school in the suburbs. I got that experience in high school. For a year and a half, I was in the inner city, and then I transferred out, and my last 2.5 years were in the suburbs. And I will say that they are two totally different worlds. Trust me when I tell you. To go from having to go through security and metal detectors every morning to get into school to having probably about 15 school security guards around the building and all that stuff, to going to the suburbs and literally like just walking into a school and having your own locker and, you know, being able to, you know, accommodate a lock where you can put your books in and leave your book bag there. And there's like 3 security guards like around like the whole school. And, you know, it was just a whole different energy and vibe. So just giving you the heads up of the experiences that I've gone through from being in the inner city to the suburbs, right? Anyway, Mr. Wayne Williams is someone who is loyal to where he grew up. And while he has a checkered past, he was able to reform himself and become a better man, right? Because that's what it's about. It's, you know, you learn from your mistakes and you become a better person, and you're able to pass those things down to the kids in the community. And he has some tough circumstances and situations in his childhood that make him the man that he is today. Don't we all have certain situations that we've been through that make us who we are? Of course. Now, granted, I've written stories on gang members and, you know, other men in this series. This story was a little different for me, and for good reason. And with the struggles of trying to teach things that will impact kids, losing the school budget, kids not being able to read, and there are just a lot of things that Mr. Wayne Williams struggles to make the education system as fair as the other kids in suburban and rural, areas, right? Because if you're in an inner city, there's just a lot of obstacles and things that you have to face. Just, you know, the story of Alphabet City 4 with Jermaine and Shamika, what they have to deal with and go through just to get to school in the morning is obstacles that you face when you live in the inner city. And honestly, like, there's a need and fight for reform in the inner cities. And as he nears retirement as a teacher, he knows that he's still not done with trying to improve Alphabet City, right? Because he knows that there's more that can be done. He grew up there, right? And he's become a male role model that kids look up to and respect. And this story was just, you know, not another story of the inner city struggle, but more of what we can do to make this about lessons, growth, the future, and giving kids an outlet to express themselves and feel safe in their own surroundings and neighborhood, right? That's the huge component of it. Because a lot of, you know, kids just in general, you know, they grow up in single parent homes, whether it's just mom or it's just dad, you know, there are, then those situations and circumstances do happen. But, you know, from the inner city perspective and from what I've seen and experienced myself, you know, I grew up in a single parent home, right? I didn't have my dad, you know, I had my mom. That's all I had, right? So when you just have that, you know, like, that's what a lot of kids are experiencing in the inner city also, right? I have friends. Single parent home, you know, some of them have brothers and sisters and things like that. I was an only child, so my mom didn't have to, you know, worry about another child or anything like that. But my mom made a lot of sacrifices to get to where I am today, right? And I saw it and I experienced it. So this story is really about, like, just giving you the landscape of what the education system is like. And Mr. Wayne Williams is looking at a couple of kids in the neighborhood that are really smart and talented, and they have what it takes to really get to where they want to be. And he knows the only way they're going to make it is if he gets them out of there. So you will learn in the story how he does build the connections with, you know, certain people at a boarding school. And I know by the end of the story, you're most likely going to question, well, why in the world is Mr. Wayne Williams still sitting in the inner city when he can literally go to the suburbs and probably make more money and, you know, deal with a whole different set of kids and things of that nature. And you will learn the reason why in that story. That's the whole point. I know that I wanted to write something that was important, powerful, innovative, different, and to get people to really read something from a whole different perspective. And that's my goal. It's writing books that no one else is writing. It's writing stories that need to be told. It's, you know, really saying, okay, this is what we need more. We need more father figures. Now, is it happening a lot more in inner cities? Of course there is. There are unfortunate circumstances where there is the OG in the neighborhood, and there's that young kid who doesn't give a hoot about that dude and what he's done for the neighborhood, and will take him out because he wants the clout and the validation or whatever the case is. There's some myriad of different things that go on in the inner cities, and I have seen it for myself. I've been in a couple of bad neighborhoods a few times, and there's nothing glamorous about it, right? You get off the train, you know, in New York City, and you're in certain neighborhoods, and you got to know the do's and don'ts. You got to know what colors you can wear, colors you can't. You got to be with certain people that you know are going to protect you, whatever it takes and whatever it is, right? There's no bravado with me in, you know, talking about this stuff. I'm not sitting here trying to glorify any of this stuff. It's why I'm writing these stories, because we need to open our eyes to all the things that are being done among us, and also what's being done to us, you know, as communities and things of that nature. And there are a lot of cities with dilapidated buildings and things of that nature. Detroit is definitely one of those cities. And, you know, when the motor industry shifted overseas, it changed the landscape of the economy in, you know, Detroit, Michigan, and, you know, a couple of other places in the Midwest. And that's, you know, an unfortunate reality. You know, that's where capitalism meets, like, people who are literally going to struggle, right? So Mr. Wayne Williams is, there are a lot of Mr. Wayne Williams, you know, all over, you know, the United States and probably in other countries. But we need to give him his due and, you know, his utmost respect for being a pioneer and, you know, being someone who cares about people and kids and all that stuff. Because at the end of the day, the kids are our future, and they're going to emulate what they see. And sometimes they're going to emulate the wrong things, and we don't want them to go in that direction. And I think that's the main goal of Alphabet City 10. So hopefully, you know, this breakdown of how I wrote the book, why I wrote the book, will help you to see, like, this is the reason why I write the stories that I do. This story is definitely available on all major bookstores except Amazon. You guys know the deal, and you guys know the rules, and you guys know why. And my paperbacks will be available on thebookpatch.com. You can type in Alphabet Cities 10 in the bookstore search engine. You can type in my name. You'll find the book and you can check it out. The beauty of Alphabet City is you don't have to read all 12 books because they're not continuations. Each book is focused on a certain character or characters. So you can pick and choose whatever books you want to read. So hopefully you will be someone who takes the time to check it out. I'll drop the links in the description, and we'll just leave it at that. So everyone, that's my podcast for today. I thank you for listening. As always, theaquariummindpodcast.com is the website. If you are following me on other platforms, that is wonderful. That is great. Also, I will be reminding you guys on Book Insight Fridays or whatever podcasts I do from time to time. If you guys don't know by now, Google Podcasts will be fading into oblivion in 2024. I am gathering it's going to happen in the spring. I'm not totally sure. I am keeping up with that. So if you're on Google Podcasts, just know that if you listen to podcasts, you will most likely have to shift into YouTube Music because that's where they're heading. As it gets closer to that, I will let you guys know what the game plan is. But based on, you know, subscribers and things that I've noticed, I know that there's a good amount on Apple, good amount on Spotify, and, you know, a couple of other platforms. Anyway, hope you guys have a great weekend. Stay focused, be good, and go accomplish your goals.